the founding conference in 1960, that was the...
Called by F.C. Austin. By Ella Baker, really a sort of her last act before being succeeded by Y.T. Walker. It was a good conference. But you had all these students from all of the South, as well as Northern Student Observer, people from the Northern Student Movement, I don't know if it was formed, and people like Peter Countryman, and so on. Oh, Peter Countryman, really now.
Bill Strickland?
Yeah, Bill Strickland, and so forth. People from NSA, from not just the staff people like Connie, whom we knew, but the student officers and leadership. People from CORE and the NAACP, everybody wanting us to be their youth affiliate. Dynamite speech by James Lawson.
They were lobbying us.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's lobbying us. NAACP, FCLC, CORE. Everybody lobbying us to become them.
Well, who is lobbying to be independent?
Ms. Baker, I think, suggested we be independent. And Marion, Barry, and Chuck McDougal, and most of them didn't want any adult affiliation at all. We were suspicious. We were very suspicious of CORE. CORE was the Northern group. We were suspicious of FCLC because it really wasn't involved in what we were doing. We were waiting for someone from King. We wanted King to sit in. That was the test.
What?
Where we wanted him to sit in himself. That was the test where you were. Had you been arrested?
Right.
Had you gone to jail?
Was that the kind of thing, the kind of discussions that went on privately among young people?
All of us before, well, most of the stories exchanged were brutality stories.
Right.
I was beaten twice, how about you?
Right, that's what I mean.
Ed King with his bloody shirt. You know Ed King from Kentucky? Not that Ed.
Okay,
Ed King from Kentucky. Yeah, he was a student at Kentucky State in Frankfort and had been beaten rather severely. Lunch counter never got his shirt clean. Very much like Mrs. Kennedy in her bloody dress.
Yes.
No, kept in the suitcase.
He does pull it out.
Yeah. See, that's I was beaten to death. And then, but there was a general feeling that we had done this. Students did this. You know, we didn't need these older people telling us what to do. And now they wanted to capitalize very obviously on what we were doing. And FCLC continued doing so, even after we reformed. So we decided to form this temporary Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and to hold another conference in Atlanta in October of that year to make it a permanent Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
The first conference
was in New Orleans.
How many people?
Oh, I think 500 or more. I don't know, Bill. But quite a few.